Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
This is the fourth Sunday we'll dedicate this Sunday to our English message. Hopefully language is not any barrier to anyone worshiping him.
盼望语言不是我们敬拜神的障碍。
We can come directly to the throne of God.
我们可以来到神的宝座前, 直接的来到,
to worship him freely.
来敬拜他,
let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神,
thank you, you brought everyone here.
感谢你把每一个人带到这里来。
Thank you for you set us free.
感谢你来使我们自由。
So that we can see you.
好让我们能够来看见你。
So that we can worship you.
好让我们能够来敬拜你。
Especially when we want to give thanks to you.
我们要把我们的敬拜来归给你。
May you speak to each one of us.
愿你对我们每一个人来说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Probably you have heard enough bad economic news.
可能你已经听了很多坏的经济上的消息。
Maybe it's something already affected to your life.
可能有一些已经影响到你的生命。
Maybe your friends or your relatives' lives.
或者是你的朋友或者亲戚的生活。
Maybe you put a lot of question marks.
可能你心里面会有许多的问题。
Why this happened?
为什么这些事会发生?
Why God allows all those things happen?
为什么神允许这样的事情发生?
Even someone probably you know, they really love the Lord.
你也知道有些人他们实在是爱主。
Why this kind of things happen to them?
为什么这样的事情也发生在爱主的人的身上?
It doesn't mean only a economic impact.
这并不单指着经济上的影响,
maybe other impacts,
也许也有其他的影响,
maybe like the illness,
或者是病痛,
and maybe it's a family problem,
或者是家庭的问题,
and maybe a lot of things that we cannot comprehend,
也许很多的事我们并不能够理解,
why our working place and all the relationship all reversed,
为什么这些工作的或者是关系的好像很多事都倒过来了,
so we have a lot of questions in our life.
我们会有许多的问题在我们的生活里面。
And you will ask me why I mention all this.
你也许会问我为什么我会问这些问题。
Do you remember this year we are going to center around Apostle Paul's, he mentioned in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
你还记得我们今年的主题会围绕着 腓立比书第一章21节保罗的书信里面所讲到。
If you would, you please open the Philippians chapter 1.
我们一起来看腓立比书第一章。
We just, yeah, we can read the whole chapter, verse 21.
我们来读21节。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督,死了就有益处。
When Paul wrote this letter, he was in prison.
当保罗写这封书信的时候,他是在监狱里面。
And interestingly, this kind of imprisonment, it really not become his bondage.
有兴趣的是我们看到这些 在监狱里并没有成为保罗的一个捆绑。
And he also mentioned about we need to rejoice during this kind of period of time.
然后他还特别提到我们要喜乐在这样的一个光景里面。
Especially continue if you read chapter 1 of Philippians, verse 29, he mentioned something.
而且你说你继续再读腓立比书第一章29节,他这样提到。
Okay, let's read 29, verse 29.
读29节。
For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him.
在29节这里讲到, 因为你们蒙恩，不单得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
Apparently, he includes suffering as one of the factors we need to go through.
虽然清楚保罗是把受苦把它当着一件事是我们基督徒所要经过的。
Last week, we heard a message from Pastor Finn about how to live for Christ, how to be like Christ, and how to live our life as Christ, to live as Christ.
上星期冯牧师，你还记得冯牧师跟我们讲到我们活着为基督，我们活着像基督，我们活着是基督。
And there is another important factor, which is the suffering.
这里已经会提到另外一个很重要的一件事，是讲到受苦。
And you and me, nobody want to take this lesson.
我们没有一个人愿意来学这功课。
Remember, Jesus said, He warned us.
记得主耶稣这样的警告过我们，警戒我们。
In John 16:33,
在约翰福音16章。
He said, In this world, you will have trouble.
16章33节他讲到说在世上你们会有苦难。
That's been we all included.
这把我们每一个人都包括在里面。
So, there is no one is immune to this kind of pain, or sometimes we say this, we cannot isolate from the suffering.
所以这里是提到说没有一个人可以能够免掉这些的苦难。
We cannot live trouble-free life.
我们不可能过一个没有苦难的、没有困难的这样的日子。
It seems one trouble after the other trouble is serious.
好像是一个困难又接着一个困难，好像是一个系列一样。
We thought we solved one problem, but we know there is another problem is ready to take place.
有的时候我们觉得我们好像解决了一个问题，好像另外一个问题又来了。
Also, Peter assured that the problems are normal.
另外，彼得也提到有问题、有困难，这个是正常的。
Especially in his First Peter is his letter chapter 4 verse 12 and 13.
特别在彼得前书第一章六到第七节。
And he said, Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering.
要讲到说，亲爱的朋友你们在患难中不要有惊讶。
As though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice when you participate in the sufferings of Christ.
但你们要大有喜乐，因为在百般试炼中是暂时有忧愁。
So that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
好让你们在耶稣基督显现的时候能够得着称赞和荣耀。
He said,Do not be surprised.
他说不要惊讶。
At the painful trial you are suffering.
在你在试念的在里面。
So, the Peter apparently he assured this kind of when you face a problem, this is normal.
所以彼得是说到在这样的试念里面我们这是基督徒会有碰到的情况。
Yes, this is a step we everyone need to take.
确实是我们每一个人都会所经历的一点。
So let's look at it from three points, which is printed in your bulletin board.
所以我们来看一下，这里有三点是在那个程序单上有的。
So what's the purpose God wants to give us this kind of a trial? So sometimes we say it's a trouble or it's a problem.
这里讲到说神给我们这些试炼的目的是什么呢？
There is one motivation very simply, just God uses problem to draw you or draw me closer to Him.
这里有一个目的，神是用这样的一个试炼难处，让我们能够更接近他。
Just like in the Bible says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
就像诗篇所讲到的，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
This is from Psalm 34:18.
这里呀，是从诗篇三十四章三十四篇十八节过来。
You know, a lot of time problems happen to you and me, forces us come to the Lord and depend on Him instead of ourselves.
很多时候问题来到我们这里，让我们能够依靠神，而不是依靠我们自己。
Just like Paul, he testified that indeed in our hearts we feel the sentence of death.
就像保罗，他所经历。在他说他在我们确实是断定自己也是死的。
But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves but on God.
但叫这些事叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。
And he said, who raised from death?
就是那叫死人复活的神。
So when these things happen,He wants us to trust Him instead of ourselves.
所以有当这些事情发生的时候，他让我们能够来信靠神，而不是信靠我们自己。
A lot of times when we are busy, when we are things that are going well, we think that well, God probably just one of a portion of our life.
很多时候，当我们很忙，我们生活很顺利，我们觉得神好像只是我们生活中的一部分。
But when the tough time happened to you and me.He wants to put us in a situation that we feel like God is in our whole portion of life.
但神有的时候也让我们经历这些艰难，好让我们知道神他是我们生命的全部。
So those problems, He forces us to look to God and depend on Him, not ourselves.
这些问题是让我们能够来依靠神，而不再依靠我们自己。
Another thing is very interesting is,We learn that God is during our suffering time. We know there is the only way we can learn through suffering.
有的时候很有趣的是，神知道只有在在一些艰难里面，我们才能够学到一些特别的东西。
I don't know you heard about this person named called Johnny Erickson Tata.
我不知道你有没有听过这一个叫做。
Johnny, Erickson Tata. Okay. Yesterday, weather was so nice.
昨天呢，天气很好。
So I took my son to a community park.
所以我就带我的儿子到那个公园。
I saw so many young people were playing volleyball.
我看到许多的人在打排球。
Boys and girls.
有男孩女孩子。
And they all probably in their high school age.
他们可能都在高中。
Around 16,
17. 16, 17岁。
Oh, they are full of energy.
他们蛮有精力。
And they are jumping up and down.
他们在跳上跳下。
At that time, that reminds me, when I saw a girl, she playing the volleyball.
当我看到一个女孩子在打排球的时候。
And she reminds me, the Johnny Erickson Tata.
他就让我想起这个叫 Johnny Erickson Tata。
Johnny, she is very popular when she was in her teens.
当他在就是十几岁的时候，他是一个很受欢迎的。
And she is very athletic. Athletic.
哦、oh, ，就那个体育很好 ，athletic.
And
活跃的。
One time, she tried to dive.Water and she hurt her neck bone.
有一次她要潜水，但她就就是脖子受伤了。
It's diving.
跳水。
And well, because of her neck was broken and she was paralyzed.
因为她的脖子断了，所以她就瘫痪。
She prayed to God that God please heal me.
她就向神祷告说求神来医治她。
But it seems that God did not listen.
但好像神没有听。
She sat on the wheelchair for until now.
她就一直坐在轮椅上一直到现在。
I think it's about probably more than 20 years. She's still on the wheelchair.
可能已经超过20年了她还在轮椅上。
Her arm cannot move.
她的两个双手也不能动。
Of course her leg cannot move.
当然她的腿也不能动。
But did you receive a greeting card is drawn by her?
但不知道你有没有收到她所画的一个那个贺卡。
Not only one, but she draws so many cards.
但她不单只画了一个但她是画了好多个。
She can only use a mouth and put a pen inside the mouth and draw all those greeting cards.
她只能把那个笔放在她的口里面然后用口咬着笔来画这些贺卡。
Do you know what she said?
你知道她怎么说吗？
When the life is rosy.
她说当那个生活像玫瑰花一样的时候。
We may slide by knowing about Jesus with imitating him and quoting him and speaking of him.
我们可能会在说他谈论他谈论耶稣。
But only in suffering will we know Jesus.
他说只有在苦难受苦的时候我们是真认识他。
Right now she has a big ministry because her wheelchair.
现在她有一个很大的一个侍奉因为她的轮椅。
A lot of time we don't understand the people that sit on the wheelchair.
很多时候我们不能够明白坐在那个轮椅上的人。
A lot of time we just say, you're so unfortunately and be strong and be courageous.
很多时候我们就说对那些坐轮椅的人说可能你很不幸但你要勇敢要坚强。
But they will say, you don't know my suffering.
但他们会说你不懂得我的苦难。
Johnny, this girl, she prayed to the Lord, say, please heal me.
Johnny, 这个女孩子她向神祷告说求神来医治好她。
But God did not heal her.
但神没有听她的。
Let her sit on a wheelchair.
神还是让她坐在轮椅那里。
But today, she has a big ministry on wheelchair people.
但现在她有一个很大的一个职事她是在这些轮椅人。
Just like she said, in suffering will we know Jesus.
正像她所说的是在苦难里面我们是真认识他。
Probably you will say, is God's hands kind of short?
也许我们会说是不是神的手短呢？
When we look at the Bible,
当你看到圣经的时候，
God could have let a lot of things not happen.
神可以让许多的事情不发生。
He can let King David out of the fugitive life.
他可以让大卫王不过那个流浪的生活。
He could let Moses out of 40 years in the wilderness.
他可以让摩西不经过那40年的在牧羊野里面。
He can let Daniel out of the lion's den.
他也可以让但以理从那个狮子的口里面出来。
He could let Paul from an imprisonment, also a shipwreck 3 times, got whipped so many times.
他也让保罗从监狱里面出来，也从很多的那个船的这样的灾难里面出来。
Or probably you remember Daniel's friend. There are 3 friends. They were put in the blazing furnace.
可能你还记得。但以你的三个朋友他们在火炉里面神也让他们出来。
God could let all the things not happen to his people.
神能让这些事情啊不发生在这些人里面。
But God let all these things happen.
但神也让啊这些事发生。
Like, I remember a Friday night, probably our youth group, they are reading Rick Warren's book.
啊，你知道星期五晚上啊，就是青年人。他们在读那个 Rick Warren 的书。
If you continue to read until I think it's probably around the chapter 25 to 27, it will talk about these trials.
啊，所以你继续读，大概在25到27章那里，啊，他也会谈到这个苦难。
One thing he mentioned is very interesting.
他提到的一点，啊，很有趣。
He said, "Only we can worship God in profound ways and intimate ways is during our darkest days."
他提到我们能够在我们的最深处，我们真实的来敬拜神，实在是在我们最黑暗的日子。
At that time, when our heart is broken,
当我们的心啊是被破碎的时候。
When you don't have any other ways, you are out of options.
当我们不再有啊别的方法。
When the pain is great.
当我们很痛苦的时候，
When you feel abandoned,
当我们好像觉得好像被啊离弃的时候，
Yes, when you take a pink slip out of company's door, you will feel like you are abandoned, you are betrayed.
那时候，当我们拿到那个离职的信或者被解雇的信的时候，我们会觉得好像是被离弃了。
But at that time, at all those times, you will turn to God alone.
但只有在那些时候，我们会转向神。
Okay, let's move on for second purpose or the transformation process.
我们从再来看第二点，是讲到那个变化的过程。
Everything God allows to happen in our life has a purpose.
神允许这些难处发生在我们的生命中是按着他的旨意。
Romans 8:28, Paul mentioned.
在罗马书八章二十八节，保罗说道
：“We know that in all things God worked for the good of those who love Him.”
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Who have been called according to His purpose?
就是照他旨意被召的人。
So none of our problem could happen without God's permission.
所以知道我们所发生的事都是神所允许的。
A lot of things is being permitted by our Heavenly Father, so that falls upon us.
我们知道许多的事临到我们，但是神所也允许这些事。
A lot of times we feel like this is an accident.
很多时候我们觉得这好像是一件偶然的事情。
But actually, this is the incidence of God's good plan for you and me.
但实在这是在神的计划、神的旨意里面让这事情所发生。
And even one spiritual leader, he say, everything happened to us has a spiritual significance.
因为其实有一位属灵的领袖也讲到说，每件事发生在我们身上呢，它都有一个属灵的意义。
We have to find out what's the lesson the Lord is giving us.
我们需要找到神给我们的那个属灵的功课。
God has a good purpose for us.
神对我们有一个美好的旨意。
That's not greater than our pain.
那是比我们的痛苦更大的一个旨意。
And even our sin.
比我们的罪更大的。
And in due time, he will put all this thing together.
到时候到了的时候，他会把这些事情都放到一起。
And become beautiful.
然后使这些事都成为美好。
So God allowed all this problem happen to us.
所以神所以允许这些事发生在我们身上。
2 Corinthians 4:17.
在哥林多后书第四章十七节
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
也讲到我们这 自战自清的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Let's continue to get into another point. God intends to make us like Jesus.
我们再看到第三个点，也讲到神刻意在难处中让我们效法他儿子的模样。
He will take you through the same experience that Jesus already went through.
他会带我们经过耶稣所要经所曾经经过的。
And Jesus already went through the loneliness.
耶稣他经过了那个孤单
temptation
试探
stress
受压
criticism
受批评
rejection
被拒绝
even die on the cross
甚至是为我们死在十字架上。
So our problem is since that he already went through.
所以我们所经过的他都经过。
So when we are in this kind of trial, so sometimes we say it is a trouble or the problems.
所以当我们在苦难的时候，当我们在这难处的时候，
Just like we read today's verses from James chapter 1 verse 2 through 4.
就像我们今天所读到的，在雅各书第一章二到四节
，He talked about a faith.
他提到了信心。
And also in the First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 and 7.
同时也在彼得前书第一章六到七节。
And it says that you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
你可能会有在百般的试炼里面。
And this had come so that your faith of great worth than gold, which perish even through refined by fire, may be proved genuine.
叫你们的信心既被试炼试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵。
So here he is doing some kind of purification.
这里讲到神在做那炼净的工作。
He wants to see our genuine faith.
他看到我们那真实的信心。
And right here, Peter mentioned about he will use just like a gold, this precious metal, even will perish in by fire.
这里彼得还用一个比喻是讲到说，那被火试炼仍旧能坏的金子。
But faith will go through this trial, will become more pure and genuine.
但这信心经过这样的试炼，能够变得更加纯洁。
When I was a child, I was amazed when every time when I passed through one, I would say this ironsmith shop.
当我是小孩子的时候，我每次很惊讶，当我经过那个 ironsmith shop
铁匠
一个铁匠的那个店的时候。
Back in China at that time, you can see that kind of shop is just like one of the restaurant next door is the iron shop.
在那个时候，那个铁匠铺就是在好像在饭馆旁边的这样，很普通。
And this shop, they have a furnace.
然后他们有一个炼的火炉。
Every time I pass by, I need to make a little bit of a distance because I feel like the heat.Coming off on the shop.
每次我经过的时候，我都会绕一点，因为我感觉到那个热。
And every time I saw that ironsmith put that piece of iron into that furnace.
然后每次我看到那个铁匠把那个铁放到火炉里面的时候
，He used that claim to put that piece into the furnace.
他用一个夹子。把它这个铁放到火炉里面。
This ironsmith always his eyes is watching on that piece of metal.
然后那个铁匠总是他的眼睛看好那件铁器。
Because the shape and temperature will shape that piece of metal.
因为那个温度跟热量会来改变这个铁的形状。
He need to take it out right away when the temperature and everything is ready for that metal.
他要把那个铁马上从那炼炉里面拿出来，只要那温度跟那个刚刚到火候的时候。
So that pair of eyes always stare on that piece of metal.
所以他的眼睛一直要注视着那个铁器。
Just like when we are in the trouble, God's eyes always stare on us.
就像我们在经过这些试炼的时候，神的眼睛也总在我们的身上。
When we are shake or reach certain temperature, He will put us out.
当我们经过到了那个温度跟时候的时候，神就要把我们拿出来。
He will not let us stay a minute longer than we ought to.
他不会让我们在那里待超过我们所要待的时间。
God, He is transforming us.
神要在改变我们。
Another thing we learn from the trial or the troubled time is we can build up our character.
我们知道在这些苦难的时候，实在是我们性格要被造就的这样的一个机会。
I would say this is an opportunity, good opportunity.
我应该说这是一个很好的机会。
Barbara just let us read Romans 5, 3 through 4.
王淼弟兄今天给我们带你们念了罗马书第五章三到四节。
It says, We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint us.
那你讲到说不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望也不让我们羞愧。
Praise the Lord, He gave us all the troubles.
感谢神，他给我们这些的困难。
So that we can build up the good character, godly characters in us.
好让我们能够有一个敬虔的性格，像神的性格。
Sometimes we feel like we don't want to take this lesson.
很多时候我们觉得我们不要学这样的功课。
But after we went through that, we'll be more appreciative.
但是实在当我们经过了以后，我们会对这些事感恩。
God has an ultimate purpose on this.
神实在是他对我们有一个最终的这样的一个旨意。
Like Romans 8:29 mentioned.
在罗马书第八章二十九节那你所说的。
He want to conform us to the likeness of his son.
他让我们能够被磨成他儿子的模样。
Conform to the likeness of his son.
就是被磨成他儿子的模样。
If we want to live, our life is the Christ.
如果我们要生活要像基督，活着要像基督。
We have to conform to the likeness of His Son.
我们需要被磨成他儿子的模样。
Outside is very hard to learn.
在外面是很难学的。
Unless from inside.
除非我们要在里面来学。
Romans 8:17 also mentioned.
罗马书第八章十七节也提到。
If we are children of God.
如果我们是神的儿女。
We are the heirs and heirs of God and the co-heirs with Christ.
便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。
Indeed, if we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
God, he has an ultimate purpose on us.
神在我们身上有一个最终的旨意。
So all those things that we feel like is a trouble or is a problem happen to us.
所以当我们所经过的这些困难难处的时候，神都有一个目的。
So today we learn all this, the trials, the trouble happen to us. God is going to transform us.
所以我们今天讲到神让这些困难这些困境 让我们所经过实在是让来改变我们。
So how can we face this kind of a problem or trials?
那我们应该怎么样来面对这样的困境呢？
First one, I want to remind you and me is we need to seek God's plans for us.
第一件事我要提醒彼此提醒的是我们要来寻求神的旨意。
Like in Jeremiah 29:11,
就像在耶利米书29章11节，
The plan, this is Jehovah said, the plan I have for you, the plan are prosper to, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
在29章11节那里说到，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是叫你们末后有指望。
So if he has a good plan for us, we need to find out what are those good plans.
如果他对我们有一个美好的计划，我们要找到这样的一个，要寻求这样的一个计划旨意。
So we have to have fix our eyes on Jesus.
这第二点他讲到的是我们要定睛在耶稣身上。
A lot of time because the pain is so great, we say, well, where is God? Maybe there is no God at all.
很多时候当我们的痛苦是这样大的时候，我们说神在哪里？也许没有神。
Hebrews author mentioned that keep our eyes on Jesus, our leader and instructor.Or perfecter, in other versions say perfecter. He was willing to die a shameful death on a cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterward.
我们应当仰望为我们信心创始神中的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱。
Another thing, Paul and other authors in the Bible mention many times, we ought to rejoice and give thanks.
保罗在圣经的其他地方也提到说我们要喜乐，要谢恩。
Especially in the 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18, it mentioned about give thanks in all circumstances.
记得在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节那里讲到说要凡事谢恩，常常喜乐。
It's kind of hard when we have a tough time and we want to say thank you, Lord.
这是不容易，在我们困难的时候这样说，要感谢神。
Yes, I've been a tough time too.
Yeah, 我也经过这些。
I have been a tough time too.
我也经过这些困难的时候。
To the point, I don't know I can live in the same house or not.
到了一个点，我不知道我还能不能住在我现在住的那个房子。
And for many years,
有好多的年。
But every time, the Lord say, "My grace is sufficient."
但每一次，神都说我的恩典够你用。
So I have to say, I have to rejoice and give thanks to Him.
所以我必须说我要喜乐也要谢恩。
The last point, but it's not easy, is be patient and persistent.
另外一点特别讲到忍耐和坚持。
Just like James, back to the James 1 chapter 1 verse 3 and 4,
回到雅各书第一章三到第四节。
He mentioned about perseverance.
他提到了要坚持坚毅。
Which is a combine of patience and persistent.
这是一个忍耐和坚持的联合。
We know when the time is right, he will put us out of the furnace.
我们知道当那个时候到了的时候，他会把我们从那炼炉里面拿出来。
And we'll be shaved.Just like he wants us to be shaped.
然后我们就会有他让我们所要有的那个形状形象。
I want to mention someone probably you already know.
我愿意提到 其中一个大家可能听说过的弟兄。
It's James Carson Taylor.
这是戴德森弟兄。
We probably we already heard or we watched his film. We read his bibliography many times.
我们可能听过，我听他名字，看过他的书，看过他的关于他的电影。
He's a missionary from British, went to China.
他是一个从英国到中国去的传教士。
Within 51 years in China.
他有51年在中国这里。
And we know he is the founder of the China Inland Mission, CIM.
他是中国内地会的创办人。
And today we still have this organization called OMF International.
知道我们现在仍然有这一个的机构。
And at one point he began to begin to bring over the 800 missionaries to China.
在那时他曾经负责有800个传教士在中国的传教士。
And who began 125 schools and directly resulted in 18,000 Christian conversions.
他这些人开始了125间的学校，也让18,000的中国人信了主。
And also he established more than 300 stations of work with more than 500 local helpers in all 18 provinces in China.
他也创办了300个这个工作站，还是有帮助了500多家那个地方的一些教会。
We see all these glorious things that he has done.
我们看到他所做的这些很惊讶 ，amazed.
Is that right? All he has done?
是不是他做的
？No, it's God has done through him.
那不是，是神借着他做的。
When he was in China,
当他在中国的时候
，the picture was not that rosy. The picture was not that rosy.
那个picture.
它景况没有那么
那个景况并不很好。
Look at the middle picture.
这个是那时候的两个照片。
The middle one, he need to run away because of his civil war, and he almost got killed.
其中一个那个图画讲到他在一个中国内战里面，他要逃走，他差点要被杀了。
And he was plotted to be murdered.Two, and later on he find out because one of his Chinese assistant mentioned to him.
差点被暗杀。
And the way he did not escape, he and his co-worker they pray.
但他没有逃走，因为他和这位同工一起祷告。
Also, his when he preached the gospel, not many people listened in the beginning.
当他传福音的时候。也没有开始，也没有什么人在听。
And as I recall, one of the stories is he was so frustrated. He has a meeting after meeting. They people like to come to listen this British person and talk about something.
他有很多人还是愿意来看这个英国人，也跟他谈。
But nobody, when they talk about faith, nobody want to believe.
当他跟他们传福音的时候，没有人愿意信。
He was frustrated to the point that, Lord, probably this is the last meeting. I'm going to stop, and then I'm going back to England.
他曾经很深的挫折感。他说他这是最后的一次，他就要回英国了。
So when the meeting was about to finish,
当那个会快要结束的时候。
He said, well, this is probably just one of those disappointing meetings. Nobody believed.
他可能这就是一个很失望的这样的一个聚会，然后就没有人相信。
There was a guy sitting on the back, stood up.
但有一个人在最后那排的，他就站起来。
And start to speak.
然后他就站起来讲。
And he said, I'm a I belong to the next door, the Buddhist temple priest.
他说我是, 在隔壁那个, 庙里面的。
And my father, my grandfather, they are all looking for the truth.
他说我的祖父和父亲他们都寻找这个真理。
But today I found it.
然后他说, 今天我找到了。
Hudson Taylor was so surprised.
戴德生弟兄很惊讶。
And this person, that night, he accepted the Lord.
在那天晚上, 那个弟兄他接受了主。
And he also brought a Hudson Taylor to his friend. Of course, he has a lot of friends that all in the temple as a monks.
那个弟兄也带戴德生弟兄去他的朋友那里。
And about two of his friends got converted and got baptized.
然后有另外两个他的朋友也 受浸了。
And those monk, he stood up and received the Lord in that meeting.
那些和尚他们站起来就是说他们接受了主耶稣。
That monk, he became the gospel preacher for all the rest of his life.
那一位和尚后来就成为一个传道人，一生传道。
Hudson Taylor wrote it down, one of the questions from him he could not answer.
戴德生弟兄问他一个问题，但他不能回答。
He said, how long have you heard this truth in your country?
戴德生问他, 有多少, 你已经,
the monk asked Hudson Taylor.
那个和尚问戴德生, 就是, 你已经接受这个真理多少时间?
In your country, you have heard this truth for how long?
就你在你的国家里面, 听到这个真理已经多少时间了?
Hudson Taylor said, well, probably several hundred years.
戴德生弟兄就说, 可能有几百年了。
And he said, why took you so long to come over here to tell us?
然后他说为什么要让你那么长的时间你才到这里来呢?
He wrote it down in his book, saying, I could not answer that question.
然后他写下这个问题,他说他不能够回答这样一个问题。
Another frustration, I can mention the whole morning about his frustration and troubles.
我可以想象, 戴德生那天他是多么的难过和有这样的挫折感。
In all his ministry in China.
然后他在中国的这样的一个传道的。
There's another story. He tried to start an inland ministry.
然后另外一个故事讲到他开始这个内地会的时候。
He traveled by himself with a system.
他就自己走来和他的助手，然后在巡游。
And unfortunately, his assistant stole all his luggages. So he doesn't have anything to stay here, sleep outside of one of the big house.
但他的那个助手把他的所有的行李什么都偷走了，然后他就什么都没有。
And the other one is came into a, that one is a thief too.
另外一个看到的那个也是一个贼。
And we can see this person, he suffered all those things in China.
所以我们看到他实在在中国受了许多的苦。
But today we see all the rosy pictures, 1800 Chinese converted.
但今天才知道他传福音的那个果效。
We see all that, the rosy, the very good results.
我们实在看到他有很多很好的。
In fact, he gone through a lot of troubles and problems.
实在他经历了许多的困难和这些磨练。
He buried his wife and the daughter in China.
他埋葬了他的女儿和他的妻子在中国。
And he tried to dress up himself like a Chinese, got a lot of criticism from a Westerner at that time.
穿得像一个中国人，然后在西方又受了很多的批评。
And he has two philosophies cannot be accepted by his co-workers.
他有两个他的观点不能他的同工们不能够接受。
He said a Christian server cannot be in debt.
他讲到侍奉基督徒的侍奉的人不能负债。
And secondly, if you want to do the God's work, you are not going to collect the money or ask for help, but directly ask the Lord.
第二个他想如果你要钱不能够直接要你要向神要。
Just for the Lord's ministry.
不能为神的工作不能也去要钱。
And all his co-workers say, well, he has different philosophies.
这些同工们也对他说
so he got rejected.
所以他们就拒绝他。
So he left the original organization.
所以他就离开了那个他原来的那个机构。
Yes, he went through a lot of difficult time.
确实他经过了许多的困难。
To the point he doesn't know next meal where will that come from.
到一个地方他不知道他下一顿有没有。
This week, I have an urge to talk about Hudson Taylor.
这个星期我里面有感动来讲到戴德生的事情。
I was so surprised. 2 days ago, I received email.
我很惊讶，在两天前我收到一个 email。
Do you know his great grandson is called? It's also the same name. It's James Hudson Taylor III.
他的曾孙。
Yeah.
曾孙
yes. Three, yes. He probably is a generation zero, so one, two, and three. So great grandson. Okay. I'll tell you next slide. But only thing I want to tell you is Hudson Taylor was buried by the Yangtze River.
就戴德生他埋葬在长江的边上。
He died in China and buried there.And during the Cultural Revolution, all his tomb is all been removed.
他死在中国，也埋在中国。然后文化大革命的时候，他的那个墓什么都给毁掉了。
And right now it's an industrial site.
现在是一个
工业区。
是一个
industrial site.
农业区。
And his great-grandson in 1999, that's very recent, it's only 10 years ago, 1999, find out that place, and there is a marker of his great-grandfather, Hudson Taylor's tomb.
然后十年前他就找到那个戴德生那个墓地的那个标记。
So they kind of put another tomb again, and then on a tomb, of course, with all this describing who and who from born and die. But only thing I want to mention is they use the 2 Corinthians 12:2. It says a man in Christ.
当然，这里是讲到他墓记，就重新跟他立了这个墓志，然后上面就写的。他戴德生他是哪年生哪年死还有他一些事我特别要提到的是哥林多后书这里所讲的一句话在墓志里面
So just like we mentioned about we want to live as Christ
特别我们讲到还是说要活着就是基督
He's the man in Christ
他这里提到的是说在基督里的人
I mentioned about I received an email about his great grandson. In fact, Dr. Taylor passed away on Friday.
然后我也提到收到这个 email， 收到他的曾孙，他星期五他也过世了。
He died in Hong Kong.
他在香港去世。
For 3 or 4 generations, they still love Chinese.
有几代人。他们都一直在向中国人传福音。
They stay there.
他们也住在那里。
In fact, I heard twice from Dr. Taylor's speech.
实际上我听过他两次的他的讲道。
It's a very humble person.
他是一个很谦卑的人。
the voice is very soft.
他的声音很柔软。
And his motto, he said, is living to make a difference.
这是他的牧师。And
he is the founder of MSI. I don't know you heard about MSI.
他是这个机构 MSI 机构的创办人。
Medical Services International.
就是医疗传道机构。
It's very active in China now.
他是非常活跃在中国。
And I quoted this paragraph from his last year-end letter.
这里所引用的是他去年的底的这样的一封信所写到的。
About 5 years ago, he was identified as a liver cancer patient.
在5年前，他是有一个癌症，肝癌。
And in his painful years, especially toward the end, he wrote down this one.
在他痛苦的这几年里面，最后他写道，
He said, "We praise God for His grace."
他说我们赞美神因他的恩典。
Sustaining and renewing power.
他的维持和他的更新的力量。
And blessing in ministry over the past 6 months.
和他对这个传道的祝福在那过去6个月里面。
We can truly say with the Apostle Paul.
我们可以像保罗，使徒保罗所说的，
Therefore we do not lose heart.
因此我们不灰心。
Though outwardly we are wasting away.
虽然我们的外体慢慢的毁坏。
Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
但里面我们是一天新似一天。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory.
为那自战自轻的苦楚。
Yes, it's far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not only what is seen.
所以我们要看那看不见的。
But on what is unseen.
我们要看那看不见的。
What is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So we can see those people, they live, their life is Christ. They live is Christ.
看到这些人，他们活着，就是这样，就是基督。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for you have put so many witnesses just like a cloud around us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你有这些见证人如同云彩围绕我们。
Let us know. We live is for Christ.
让我们能够为基督而活。
We live is like Christ.
让我们能够活着更像基督。
Also we live is Christ.
让我们能够活着是基督。
No matter what kind of trials or trouble we are facing.
不管我们碰到怎么样的试炼和苦难。
We know this is all temporary.
我们知道这些都是暂时的。
We need to fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
我们实在要把我们的眼睛注目在主耶稣的身上。
Our hope is that eternal glory.
我们所盼望的是那永远的荣耀。
Lord, we give all the praising to you.
我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.